This is an out loud reading of one of our latest YouTube videos. To find us, go to youtube.com/RedditReaders or click the link in the description below. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another post from r/maliciouscompliance, the subreddit where people post stories on how they follow the rules with a vengeance. Today's post, cuss me out over pennies? Oh, you'll get your pennies. Longtime lurker, so I thought I'd share my favorite story from my time in food service years and years ago. I was a shy, quiet 15-year-old when I first started working at a certain fast food restaurant in my small town. Then I encountered the general public. Many of the morning rush customers were super kind regulars who I got to know and liked. But then there was Penny Guy. Penny Guy was not a regular. He placed his order with no initial sign of anything out of the ordinary. His change came to 29 cents. No pennies, he said gruffly. You don't want your pennies, sir, I confirmed. This was not unusual. We had a charity donation box right by the cash register where customers often left unwanted change or had us deposit it. Don't give me any damn pennies. The guy was glowering at me now. Of course, sir. I handed him his quarter. I dropped the pennies in the charity box. And then he exploded. What the F is this effing quarter? I want 30 cents. How effing hard is it to round the heck up? I was caught off guard. I'm sorry, sir, but I can't give back extra change. We donate what customers don't want and it all goes to charity. I apologize for the confusion. My drawer had to be correct at the end of the day, so this was absolutely true. Well, that was not all right. He went on a very loud tirade about how cheap our restaurant was and how ridiculous it was to round down. He called me a cheap ass bitch. Then he demanded his pennies back. You won't rip me off like this. Give me my 29 effing cents. At this point, I could have given him a nickel from the drawer and replaced it later from my own pocket. If he'd been speaking to me like I was a person and not a corporate punching bag, I would gladly have done so. But that's not what he was asking me to do. I put on my sweetest smile. Only the store manager has the keys to the donation box. Give me a minute and I'll go get her. At this point, one of the regulars behind Penny Guy speaks up. Don't make her do that. Here's your pennies. He offers Penny Guy some pennies from his own pocket. Penny Guy's face flushes, and he mumbled about it being the principle of the thing. My coworker was managing the line, so I decided that this man was going to get his pennies. It took a minute to explain what was happening to the manager. She laughed and said she'd be there in a second. It took her a suspiciously long minute to retrieve the key and get to the front. Meanwhile, Penny Guy mumbled and glowered, and for some reason stuck around for those four pennies. It was a principle, apparently, and it meant he waited a good 10 minutes while his to-go bag cooled on the counter. Every now and then, when a new customer came to the till, I look over at Penny Guy and assure him, "Don't worry, sir, the manager will be here shortly to return your four pennies from the donation box." This earned him a few looks while he waited. When my manager finally came to the front, we opened the donation box while the busy store watched. We counted out four pennies and handed them back over to a now very red-faced and much quieter man. "I'm so sorry for the confusion," I told him. "Here is the rest of your change." He took the pennies and left, still mumbling about what a ripoff the whole thing was. On the bright side, a larger than normal percentage of customers decided to donate their change to the charity box after watching his tirade. I took some pleasure in the thought that even at minimum wage, my time was worth more than 24 cents an hour. And that's gonna wrap up today's post. Let us know what you guys think about this one in the comments below. Do you have any stories of similar customers you'd like to share? We would love to hear them too. If you liked the video, please leave a like or a comment. It always helps us out a lot. And if you'd like to hear more and see more posts from r/maliciouscompliance and other subreddits when they come out on the channel, please subscribe. As always, thank you so much for watching and for listening.
enjoying the podcast? An easy and effective way to support us is to simply subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can find us at youtube.com/RedditReaders or click the link in the description box below. It would mean so much to us. As always, thank you for listening.